Good evening, guys. It's your girl, Food for Thought. It is 4:18 p.m. California time. So I just wanted to do a quick segment, and I put on my social media, what are your thoughts on African Americans speaking proper? I get told all the time that I speak, quote unquote, like a white girl by black folks. Well, majority of them. Yeah, it's like black folks saying, you talk white. There is no such thing as speaking like an ethnicity. Comment below. This is for my podcast. I will shout you out. One person said, this is a tough one. African Americans speaking proper, as much as I would like to say it's the school system we're in, it's also based on the surrounding environment, who lives in the area and who you surround yourself with. But most of it is mainly based on your particular accent. I've met some highly educated people from Georgia, and because of the accent and because it's so heavy, it sounded country. It sounded like they were trying too hard, even though what they were saying made perfect sense in an educated brain. So I wanted to briefly talk about that. So with me, people always like judge and say, oh, you talk like a white girl. And then people who aren't from like California, some of them are like, you talk like a white girl. Or they say like, you have like an accent. I don't think you talk a race. Like, you don't speak white. There's just no such thing. And I don't get why folks put so much, you know, emphasis on people who speak a certain way. Like, I know to speak a certain way if I am at work or if I'm at the store or anything like that. But if I'm around like my family, my husband, my friends, then I speak like this, but I do, like, I speak slang too, and I crack jokes. Like, there's just a time and place for things. Another person said, I think it has to do with where you grow up and how those around you speak. I'm Mexican, but I get told I speak like a white girl too, and I told her, preach. I agree. I'm pretty neutral with that, but with me, I grew up speaking like this, like, my whole entire life. I speak like this. My sister speaks like this. It's just me and my sister and stuff like that that speak like this. I generally don't think it's because the area you're in, because the area I was in when I was growing up, we had a lot of Hispanics and a lot of black folks, and I moved around a lot when I was little. But I don't remember a lot of people who spoke like me. Only some people did. And also another person said, I also had a teacher in high school who had a derogatory in English, and she had such a strong southern accent and would use so much slang. She sounded like a hillbilly. Another person commented, they said, man, there were so many times as a teen that I was told I was whitewashed because of my grammar. True, I got that too, like, a lot in middle school and high school. Oh, you talk like a white girl, it's your grammar, you're an Oreo. Like, it's just so dumb. I was told I was whitewashed because of my grammar. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having an extended vocabulary. I don't want to constantly say that people are just stereotyping African Americans, but sometimes they come on a little strong with it, or too strong two times. I really feel like some black folks, I'm black, by the way, so I feel like I can talk about this. Some black folks do come on too strong with a you talk white, you talk like a white girl type thing, and it's kind of like, how do I talk like a white girl? And then their saying is, oh, well, it's because white folks talk like that when you talk to them and blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, no, like, there's no such thing as talking white. And it's not all black folks. It's just certain black folks that I have encountered with in my past that told me that kind of stuff. Another person said, there's a time and place for every kind of speech and vocabulary. So basically, she's saying what I just said, that there's a time and a place for things. So say we're at a party or whatever. Okay, cool. And I use my slang, but I speak like this. And I use like a whole bunch of slang that people don't talk about. Like, oh my God, that's so fucking lit. Or, oh my God, like, that's so cool. Or something like that. And then when I get to work, it's like, hey, how are you? You know what I mean? Another person said, LOL, imagine you are a Black African-American speaking proper English in England, only to get told by English people you sound posh, like a snob, because of speaking clearly. Because I choose not to sound like a British idiot. Girl, please keep sounding proper. It's good. And if you have kids, it transfers to them, which is a good thing in this world of slang that we live in. That is 100% true, because it might transfer to my future children, because that's just how I speak. And your kids basically do monkey see, monkey do. They look up to you, so they do what you do, speak how you speak, and so on. So say like you speak like this in front of your kids, or you cuss a lot, your kids are gonna end up cussing. Like, they just see what their parents do and they do it. So yeah, my kids are probably gonna talk like me. I really hope they don't get made fun of or talked about in school or any type of surrounding about how they speak, and basically try to lower you down because of the way you speak. And then another person commented, we have all sorts of accents here, from Manchester, Scouse from Liverpool, Scottish from Scotland, and Cockney accent from London. It's the Queen's English that is posh. All the others just sound like shit. Another person said, white people do not have a monopoly on speaking properly. So we're still getting comments on here, which is pretty freaking amazing, because I wanted to talk about this for so long, but I was like, maybe I'll rub somebody off the wrong way because I said, oh, hey, majority of Black folks that I have encountered with said that I talk like a white girl. And it's just like, at least I don't have to change up my voice, because you know how when folks go to interviews and they got to change up their voice in a certain way and kind of be like low-key fake? That's just how I speak. So like, if I'm in an interview, it's like easy peasy lemon squeezy, because I don't have to like fake it or worrying about faking it. So that's another plus if you guys speak proper English. Now that is what it is. It's just proper English that I speak. It's not speaking white. It's not speaking any kind of way. It's just proper English grammar. And that's just how I was raised. I can't help it. Like, I could see if I spoke another way and I switched it up probably a year or two later, then they could be like, oh my gosh, what happened to your slang? What happened to the way you used to be? And what happened to your voice? You know, stuff like that. But I've always spoken this way since my whole life. So it's just like, maybe people just need to live with it. And maybe people just need to learn that and educate themselves that there's no such thing as speaking an ethnicity. Just like if you're Hispanic, if you're Indian, if you're Caucasian and you speak like a lot of slang or whatever, then you're not speaking another race, because I feel like some folks just lower Black folks down, or they like to lower Black folks down to the point where it's just like, okay, well, you sound way too educated, so you probably think you're better than everybody else. But in reality, you don't think you're better than everybody else. It's just how you speak and just how you were raised. And that is just my quick segment. There probably will be a part two. Actually, there is going to be a part two, because I'm going to get Natalie on this, and she's going to talk about her opinion on the whole English grammar and the whole, you know, speaking proper type thing. So you guys should tune in for part two. And then I will also have additional comments, because I can already just feel it in my blood that I'm just going to have so many comments on this, because this is an interesting topic that I would like to speak about on my podcast. And I feel like with me, with my podcast, I have a voice. I'm going to use it. I'm going to talk about everything and anything that comes to my mind, because guess what, y'all? I'm a talker anyway. So it's just like, oh, this is perfect for me. So yeah, if you guys want to support my podcast and my segment, feel free to share, do whatever to it. You could also subscribe monthly to my podcast. So you just click on the icon, which is my link, and then you click support the podcast monthly, and it gives you the prices. And that's just you subscribing monthly to my podcast. If you would like to, I would appreciate the support. So my Instagram is SHARDEY17, and my YouTube is SHARLOVELY95. So Charlovely space 95. I hope you guys have a wonderful evening, and I will be back with part two, guys. I am coming for y'all to have a part two. So I hope you guys enjoy listening. Feel free to call in. Let me know your opinions. Give me applause. But yeah, call in and let me know what y'all think about this segment and the whole speaking white term. Bye. Good evening, guys. It's your girl, Food for Thought. It is 4:18 p.m. California time. So I just wanted to do a quick segment. And I put on my social media, what are your thoughts on African Americans speaking proper? I get told all the time that I speak, quote unquote, like a white girl by black folks. Well, majority of them. Yeah, it's like black folks saying, you talk white, you talk white. There is no such thing as speaking like an ethnicity. Comment below. This is for my podcast. I will shout you out. One person said, this is a tough one. African Americans speaking proper, as much as I would like to say it's the school system we're in, it's also based on the surrounding environment, who lives in the area and who you surround yourself with. But most of it is mainly based on your particular accent. I've met some highly educated people from Georgia, and because of the accent, and because it's so heavy, it sounded country. It sounded like they were trying too hard, even though what they were saying made perfect sense in an educated brain. So I wanted to briefly talk about that. So with me, people always like judge and say, oh, you talk like a white girl, you talk like a white girl. And then people who aren't from like California, some of them are like, you talk like a white girl, you talk like a white girl, or they say like you have like an accent. I don't think you talk a race, like you don't speak white. There's just no such thing. And I don't get why folks put so much, you know, emphasis on people who speak a certain way. Like, I know to speak a certain way if I am at work or if I'm at the store or anything like that. But if I'm around like my family, my husband, my friends, I speak like this, but I do, like, I speak slang too, and I crack jokes. Like, there's just a time and place for things. Another person said, I think it has to do with where you grow up and how those around you speak. I'm Mexican, but I get told I speak like a white girl too, and I told her preach. I agree. I'm pretty neutral with that, but with me, I grew up speaking like this, like my whole entire life. I speak like this. My sister speaks like this. It's just me and my sister and stuff like that that speak like this. I generally don't think it's because the area you're in, because the area I was in when I was growing up, we had a lot of Hispanics and a lot of black folks, and I moved around a lot when I was little. But I don't remember a lot of people who spoke like me. Only some people did. And also another person said, I also had a teacher in high school who had a derogatory in English, and she had such a strong southern accent and would use so much slang. She sounded like a hillbilly. Another person commented, they said, man, there were so many times as a teen that I was told I was whitewashed because of my grammar. True, I got that too, like, a lot in middle school and high school. Oh, you talk like a white girl, it's your grammar, you're an Oreo. Like, it's just so dumb. I was told I was whitewashed because of my grammar. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having an extended vocabulary. I don't want to constantly say that people are just stereotyping African Americans, but sometimes they come on a little strong with it, or too strong two times. I really feel like some black folks, I'm black, by the way, so I feel like I can talk about this. Some black folks do come on too strong with a you talk white, you talk like a white girl type thing. And it's kind of like, how do I talk like a white girl? And then their saying is, oh, well, it's because white folks talk like that when you talk to them and blah de blah de blah. But it's just like, no, like, there's no such thing as talking white. And it's not all black folks. It's just certain black folks that I have encountered with in my past that told me that kind of stuff. Another person said, there's a time and place for every kind of speech and vocabulary. So basically, she's saying what I just said, that there's a time and a place for things. So say we're at a party or whatever. Okay, cool. And I use my slang, but I speak like this. And I use like a whole bunch of slang that people don't talk about. Like, oh my God, that's so fucking lit. Or, oh my God, like that's so cool. Or something like that. And then when I get to work, it's like, hey, how are you? You know what I mean? Another person said, LOL, imagine you are a Black African-American speaking proper English in England, only to get told by English people you sound posh like a snob because of speaking clearly. Because I choose not to sound like a British idiot. Girl, please keep sounding proper. It's good. And if you have kids, it transfers to them, which is a good thing in this world of slang that we live in. That is 100% true, because it might transfer to my future children, because that's just how I speak. And your kids basically do monkey see, monkey do. They look up to you, so they do what you do, speak how you speak, and so on. So say like you speak like this in front of your kids, or you cuss a lot, your kids are gonna end up cussing. Like, they just see what their parents do and they do it. So yeah, my kids are probably gonna talk like me. I really hope they don't get made fun of or talked about in school or any type of surrounding about how they speak, and basically try to lower you down because of the way you speak. And then another person commented, we have all sorts of accents here, from Manchester, Scouse from Liverpool, Scottish from Scotland, and Cockney accent from London. It's the Queen's English that is posh. All the others just sound like shit. Another person said, white people do not have a monopoly on speaking properly. So we're still getting comments on here, which is pretty freaking amazing, because I wanted to talk about this for so long, but I was like, maybe I'll rub somebody off the wrong way because I said, oh, hey, majority of Black folks that I have encountered with said that I talk like a white girl. And it's just like, at least I don't have to change up my voice, because you know how when folks go to interviews and they got to change up their voice in a certain way and kind of be like low-key fake? That's just how I speak. So like, if I'm in an interview, it's like easy peasy lemon squeezy, because I don't have to like fake it or worrying about faking it. So that's another plus if you guys speak proper English. Now, that is what it is. It's just proper English that I speak. It's not speaking white. It's not speaking any kind of way. It's just proper English grammar. And that's just how I was raised. I can't help it. Like, I could see if I spoke another way and I switched it up probably a year or two later, then they could be like, oh my gosh, what happened to your slang? What happened to the way you used to be? And what happened to your voice? You know, stuff like that. But I've always spoken this way since my whole life. So it's just like, maybe people just need to live with it, and maybe people just need to learn that and educate themselves that there's no such thing as speaking an ethnicity. Just like if you're Hispanic, if you're Indian, if you're Caucasian and you speak like a lot of slang or whatever, then you're not speaking another race, because I feel like some folks just lower Black folks down, or they like to lower Black folks down to the point where it's just like, okay, well, you sound way too educated, so you probably think you're better than everybody else. But in reality, you don't think you're better than everybody else. It's just how you speak and just how you were raised. And that is just my quick segment. There probably will be a part two. Actually, there is going to be a part two, because I'm going to get Natalie on this, and she's going to talk about her opinion on the whole English grammar and the whole, you know, speaking proper type thing. So you guys should tune in for part two. And then I will also have additional comments, because I can already just feel it in my blood that I'm just going to have so many comments on this, because this is an interesting topic that I would like to speak about on my podcast. And I feel like with me, with my podcast, I have a voice. I'm going to use it. I'm going to talk about everything and anything that comes to my mind, because guess what, y'all? I'm a talker anyway. So it's just like, oh, this is perfect for me. So yeah, if you guys want to support my podcast and my segment, feel free to share, do whatever to it. You could also subscribe monthly to my podcast. So you just click on the icon, which is my link, and then you click support the podcast monthly, and it gives you the prices. And that's just you subscribing monthly to my podcast. If you would like to, I would appreciate the support. So my Instagram is SHARDEY17, and my YouTube is SHARLOVE17. @LY95. So Charlotte space 95. I hope you guys have a wonderful evening, and I will be back with part two, guys. I am coming for y'all to have a part two. So I hope you guys enjoy listening. Feel free to call in. Let me know your opinions. Give me applause. But yeah, call in and let me know what y'all think about this segment and the whole speaking white term. Bye.